2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great. University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
BYU aired it out.
Straight back, Romper Jaron looks to his left, looks middle, goes deep middle. He's got Puka Nacua, makes the catch. Stays on his feet, is now dragged down to the 21-yard line of Baylor.
But they couldn't sustain drives, and they couldn't stop the Baylor Bears.
Smith does get in. Step through a tackle. Shook off a would-be tackler and gets in for the touchdown that might just seal the deal here in Waco.
This week, the Cougars need to get back in the win column against a reeling Washington State.
Coach Nick Rolovich will not be on the sideline this Saturday. He's been fired, along with four of his assistant coaches.
Today, BYU kicks off against Washington State at 1:30.
And this is KSL's extended pregame coverage
with Mitch Harper and Matt Biamonte on Utah's legacy home of the Cougars. KSLSports.com and KSL News Radio.
That's a big game, BYU and Washington State here on KSL News Radio, and BYU looking to get in that win column, as you heard, and it's going to be up against a Washington State team that's playing well on the field, but there's obviously that off-the-field maybe drama that's been taking place for the Cougars program. And to get a better look at Washington State football, we're joined now by the play-by-play voice of the Washington State Cougars. He's Matt Chazanow. And Matt, thanks for taking the time to join us. How has this Washington State team navigated the coaching uncertainty with Nick Rolovich now dismissed as head coach?
About as well as anybody possibly could in a difficult situation. I think there's a chance for some college football kind of, you know, the chaotic response, which is disorganized and stressful and emotional. And while it's definitely emotional, it's not the first of those two possibilities. I mean, it's been focused on BYU really after Tuesday. You know, there was a bit of processing. They got together and there were a lot of discussions. And since then, I think they've been pretty focused on trying to move forward with football. You know, it's the game itself that's going to help these guys move on, and BYU is a really good team, and I think that helps Washington State pay great attention to the opponent this week, for sure.
And Washington State, Matt, has been playing good football as of late. Why do you think they have been able to go on a three-game winning streak?
Yeah, you know, to start the year, the offense was really struggling, and it's been better the last few weeks. It's not great, and it wants to improve even more, and we'll see what Brian Smith can do as now the OC and the sole OC on this coaching staff with the changes that were made. But they've improved. They've been better on third down. Jaden DeLora had a really good game against Oregon State, and it's helped to relieve pressure on the defense. The defense has been solid all year, and some of the numbers don't reflect that, but their turnover numbers are fantastic. And so they've turned teams over, and they've kept themselves in games, and the offense has done its part the last few weeks.
Talk with Matt Chazanow, play-by-play voice of the Washington State Cougars here on KSL News Radio. Kickoff is at 1:30 between BYU and Washington State. You know, we've heard a lot about Jaden DeLora, and I know BYU's coaches are very familiar with Delora. They recruited him coming out of high school in Hawaii. Who are some of the other players on the offensive side that have been some of the key contributors to this Washington State team?
Yeah, so, you know, Max Borgi and Deion McIntosh are two of the top running backs in the pack. And everybody knew Borgi coming into the year. And McIntosh, he and McIntosh have split carries. And, you know, the three wide receivers that have led the way are Trevell Harris, Calvin Jackson Jr., and Dejon Stribling. Stribling has been the pleasant surprise. He's just a true freshman. So they're really excited about him. Harris is all pack. Calvin Jackson Jr. is all pack. The Cougs are really good in the slot, and they have a pro right tackle for sure in Abe Lucas and a veteran left tackle in Liam Ryan. So when you get outside those tackles, there's a lot of quality blocking, and they've had a ton of great plays on the hashes, and that's been a strength this year.
What about defensively for Washington State? What do they do well defensively, and maybe where's an area where they need to be better if they want to beat BYU?
So they're really good at forcing turnovers. I mean, it's too consistent to be fluky. You know, sometimes turnovers seem like happenstance. And Jake Dickert, the defensive coordinator, now the acting head coach, said from day one, that's what he focuses on, that's his emphasis, and they've done that. So it's every game they're forcing key turnovers. It's how they beat Stanford. It's how they beat Oregon State. And I think if they could get better at something, you know, they'd love to be even better in the red zone. You know, something that the BYU is actually pretty darn good at is stopping teams once they get in the red zone. And, you know, and also Oregon State, you know, they ran for 303 yards and the Cougars won that game. You know, it's very rare you win a game with the other team rushing for 300 yards. So I know he doesn't have a huge issue with giving up yardage, big yardage. That's not Dickert's emphasis, but 303 yards on the ground is probably too much. You know, even still, he wants to shore that up a little bit.
You mentioned Jake Dickert, the acting head coach. Do you expect Washington State fans to rally around Dickert and this team for the remainder of the year? Because beyond today, I know this is a non-conference game, but, hey, the Pac-12 North is still at stake here for the Cougs.
Right, that's the thing. I mean, this happened after a three-game win streak, and there's a lot on the line. So I think exactly that. You know, when you have something that's this tumultuous, it probably accentuates the emphasis of wins and losses, right? Things are really, really good when you win. Things are really, really low when you lose. Probably even more so now. You know, if you beat BYU, then you're one win away from a bowl. You know, and that was the goal this year with this team, to come off of the abbreviated COVID year and then get to a bowl game and continue what Mike Leach did here. So that's the goal. Still on the table. Yeah, the Pac North's on the table. You're right. You know, if the fans rally around this team, there's all the goals are still ahead for the Cougs, even though their head coach was ineligible to continue. So it's a very unique situation.
He is Matt Chazanow. He is the play-by-play voice of Washington State football, basketball, baseball. You can follow him at @M_Chaz. Thank you so much for previewing this matchup. Can't wait for it, Matt.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me.
It's Matt Chazanow here on KSL News Radio. More pregame coverage from Pullman right after this.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.